Congress returned to session this week for a two-week work period with several major to-do items to complete before the end of the year. One of the top items on the list is completing a comprehensive tax reform measure. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with this and other updates from the week in Washington.
Both the House and Senate have now passed their individual versions of the tax reform bill, and now a final package is being negotiated between the two chambers. It's expected that a final tax reform bill will be considered by Congress likely sometime next week. The measure includes a number of important provisions both for individuals as well as businesses to try to improve lower tax rates across the board, improve opportunities for businesses for immediate expensing, as well as maintaining the deduction for business interest, addressing the estate tax, and other key items that will be important for agriculture and other small businesses. Also on the to-do list for Congress is a longer-term funding measure for the current fiscal year. Last week, Congress passed a two-week funding bill that expires December 22nd to try to allow additional time to negotiate a broader funding levels. And part of that package, again, that needs to be considered by December 22nd is likely to be a supplemental funding bill in response to the hurricanes and other natural disasters. And the expectations are that there will be an agriculture component to that supplemental spending measure. But again, these are two major items that Congress needs to wrap up before it adjourns for Christmas in about 2 weeks.
And outside of Congress, on the trade front, the NAFTA renegotiation process continues.
The trade ministers are expected to re-engage in January for the next round of formal negotiations, all with an outlook to try to make a final decision on NAFTA renegotiation by the end of the first quarter of 2018. Also on the trade front this week, the World Trade Organization Ministerial Conference that occurs once every 2 years is taking place in Argentina. The focus there continues to be by some of the developing countries to try to force additional policy changes for U.S. agricultural programs, including domestic supports in agriculture. However, the expectations are that there will be very few, if any, significant outcomes from this ministerial. So we don't anticipate there being any agreements made that will force policy changes within the U.S. Farm Bill coming up.
And looking ahead to Farm Bill timing,
the House Agriculture Committee, Chairman Mike Conaway, has indicated that he hopes to move the 2018 Farm Bill through the House Agriculture Committee early next year and would like to see that bill move across the House floor by the end of the first quarter of 2018. On the Senate side, we also expect the Senate Ag Committee to be preparing to try to move their bill sometime by mid-2018. This needs to happen. We need to get a farm bill through both the House and Senate and negotiate any differences so that a bill can be in place by the end of 2018 to take effect with the 2019 crop year.